Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. Nationwide.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use those to your advantage because they're there for you. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them a little bit later on, because right now I want to get Bob Gordman in. Bob is the president of the Gordman Group. He's the author of the must, co-author, I should say, of the must-have customer. Also, Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot, Building Sustaining Profitable Growth. And we're going to talk about that very important person in your business, your customers. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always nice to be here.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Bob?
Jim, it's great what you do. Love to participate.
Work with me here, Bob. Work with me. Hey, Bob, one of the things I know you want to talk about is a way to sort of be a little more deliberate and a little more analytical about this very important person, the customer. Talk to us about that.
Well, the customer is obviously your future, and if you're not taking care of your future, your competition is. So I think it's always better to do it yourself. And one of the topics or the idea we'd like to kind of kick around with you this morning is an idea of a lot of companies do an audit at the year end, do some kind of an audit either internally or they go outside and bring in their accountants to do it. And, of course, that audit really doesn't do you a whole lot of good. It really just only confirms that the bean counters put the right beans in the right pot, and it's really a history lesson.
Most of us don't like the sound of an audit, do we?
Well, not the IRS kind of audit.
Unless you're an auditor, nobody likes audits. But you're going to talk to us about a way we can use an audit to be a fun thing, aren't you?
Well, talking about an audit of the future instead of an audit of the past.
Right.
What we like to recommend is auditing your future. Are you on the right track? Are you doing the right things? Are you thinking about the right customers? Are the right customers thinking about you? And are they more positive about you than they were in the past? So the chances are that they may do business with you in the future.
So what do we got to know? We got to know a little bit about what's happened before we can really find out and determine and sort of predetermine what's going to happen in the future, don't we?
Well, you've got people out there that are capable of doing business with you. You've got your next round of core customers that are going to generate sales and profits for you for the future. So the question I always like to ask our clients is, are these people more aware of you than they were before? Are these people aware of what you do and why they should be doing business with you? And are you now part of their consideration set? So it gives you the opportunity to ask some questions, either of yourself or even some of these customers. So, for example, one of the questions that we think is really a critical one is, does your company have a sweet spot that sets you apart from the competition? So now this is one that's really
the big differentiator, your value proposition.
That your value proposition, the thing that really sets you apart, the thing that takes you out of the business of being simply competitive on price, but being superior on services.
So when they want whatever it is you buy, they don't just think of you as one of the alternatives. They think of you as the choice.
Absolutely. You're number one. You're top of mind. You know, and a lot of times companies don't like to change who they do business with. It's kind of a hassle, and it takes sometimes
loyalty, finding somebody who does a good job and who you can be loyal to is a good business practice, isn't it, Bob?
Oh, absolutely, it's a good business practice, and people sometimes are loyal to a fault. They do business with somebody only out of habit, but someday the time comes when there's a crisis, somebody messes up, and that your future customer's got to think about, who am I going to do business with next, and you want to make sure you're on top of that list.
Right.
You want to make sure that they're going to call you first.
And when we come... Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Bob to explain to us how to do this, how to conduct this thing. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Eric to take us out.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I think that's Booker T, isn't it? Booker T and the MG. And 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging around with me. And we got Bob Gordman with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Must-Have Customer and Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. We're talking about an audit that will help you maximize your relationship with your customers. All right, Bob, tell us how this audit works.
Well, Jim, it's, let's take about two parts to it, or think about it in two parts. Number one is getting into your office or getting out of the office, shutting the phone off, sitting down by yourself, and thinking about your own business without being interrupted, and just asking yourself about, are you building a super sweet spot? Are you doing the right things to make that happen that sets you apart from your competition? Are the decisions you're making reinforcing that sweet spot?
Or how do we determine that? How do we determine that, Bob? Should we ask our customers?
Well, absolutely. I think the first thing you got to do when you start thinking about creating a sweet spot is know what your customers' rules are. So if you're I just did a speech in Las Vegas this week, and we were talking about the idea, you know, would you rather sell coffee or be Starbucks? And, you know, if you're selling coffee, you're in a commodity business. You're a buck a cup, and you know, there's nothing special about what you do. But if you're Starbucks, you know every rule that your customer has for creating a unique place they want to be. As Howard Schultz went out and did when he created Starbucks. And now you're going back and thinking about, okay, am I following all of my customers' rules? Am I creating a comfortable, relaxed place for my customers to be? Have I done everything like put in Wi-Fi and comfortable chairs and fireplaces and suites so I can treat myself like a Starbucks has, which is how they created a unique sweet spot?
An experience. They really created an experience, didn't they?
You know, it's so interesting.
It's more than just the coffee, isn't it?
Well, Schultz calls it, you know, if everybody thinks Starbucks is a coffee shop, but Howard Schultz says, no, no, the business we're in is we've created the third place.
Yeah.
Which is, if you're not at home and you're not at work, the place you want to be is Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his vision for the business, and of course he created one of the most profitable companies of all time, by understanding people's desire to have a third place. So there's things you got to be talking to yourself about. Am I doing all these right things, or am I being reactionary and just responding every time a customer calls? Do I change my business model and run after them? So part of that audit is really thinking about, are you doing the right things?
Bob, recognizing that your customer who used to be over there has now moved to another place, but you're still firing at that old place. Is that part of the audit?
Jim, absolutely. You know, we like to call
that happens all the time. Our customers move the goalposts on us, don't they?
Well, you know, customers have rules. And if you don't know what those rules are, you can't play the game.
Yeah.
So you got to be current on what
It's called customer ball, isn't it?
I never thought of it that way.
Remember Calvin and Hobbes, the cartoon, and Calvin and the mythical tiger played Calvin ball, which means Calvin always got to make the rules up.
Okay, that's exactly what it is.
So this is customer ball, isn't it? And the only way to find out what the rules are today is to ask them.
Well, and I tell you, it's kind of interesting to think about. You know, a lot of businesses say, well, I got rules, I got policies, and the customer's got to follow my policies. Well, the real reality is if the customer doesn't like your policies, the customer simply goes somewhere else.
I don't know how many times that's happened to me in the last year. I've done business with somebody, and I say, well, look, this is what I want. And they say, well, that's not the way we do business. That's not our policy. And I have actually said, well, you know what? You know, I'm going to go somewhere where people do business the way I want to do business. And incredibly, I've actually had some of these employees of big companies to say, well, fine.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible that people don't understand that there's just one set of rules and the customer makes them. And then as a business, you get the choice. You get to make the decision, do I want to do business with that customer or not? And, you know, sometimes people are kind of strong-minded, and they say, hey, listen, this is my business. I'm going to make my rules, which is okay. I mean,
I'm going to do it my way. I don't care what the customers think. Is the last cry of a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's about to become extinct.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That is a business that's extinct. It just doesn't know it yet.
Yep. And
but the thing is, Bob, you might actually be doing that without saying it by your actions.
Sure. Because you have done things.
That's what your audit fixes, doesn't it?
Exactly. And let me give you a couple more thoughts about the audit. One of the things that, you know, employee turnover is a reality of life, unfortunately. But if you're losing good employees, the good ones, not the ones that you're happy to see go away,
right.
You've got to take, yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about that and some other audit touch points right after these messages with Bob Gordon. This is good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can get the show and the archives and the articles, the blog, the newsletter. You can subscribe to that. That comes up by email every Sunday afternoon. It's for free, just like our blog is, just like the archives and the articles are. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. And our knowledge base, askjim.biz, that's where you can get small business answers now. Use all that to your advantage. I hope you'll enjoy that. We built it for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Bob Gordman is our guest, and we're talking about this audit. And Bob, by the way, is the author of The Must-Have Customer and The Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. Bob, give us your website quickly, please.
It's GordmanGroup.com.
GordmanGroup.com. Bob, you were telling us about one very important part of this audit is evaluating where your employees are.
Right. You know, Jim, since you mentioned my website, let me just take a second, because we just posted last week our National Shopping Behavior Study, which was conducted in December, and we've got the executive summary of that on the website that's available to all your listeners. So if they just go to GordmanGroup.com, and go down to 2007 shopping behavior study. There's a free national study there that they can take advantage of and learn some very exciting things about customers.
So check that out, folks, GordmanGroup.com. All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, anyway, let me just give you three thoughts about people to think about when you do your annual audit of the future. And that is, are you getting better at hiring the right people for your company and putting them in the right jobs? This is probably the single most important thing that anybody in business can do, and it's the toughest thing that anybody in business can do, but the key is always thinking about what are the attributes of the people that you need to fit into your company. So if you have a very high customer service profile in your company, and that's what sets you apart from competition, you got to be hiring people that absolutely love customer service, because you don't train that into people. It's a natural thing
yep.
that people have.
Yep. You got to hire people with good attitudes.
Absolutely.
I don't care how smart they are. I don't care how much experience they have. I don't care about anything else. Hire first for attitude. What do you think, Bob?
Absolutely right, Jim. Number two is...
Because a bad attitude is a loser with customers.
Those people chase customers away.
Yeah.
Number two is, are you losing any of those great people? Now, losing a bad person is good news. That improves your business when you lose a bad person. But when you lose a good person, that's terribly damaging. And if you're losing good people, you need to know why you're losing good people, and you need to change what you're doing or what your policies are to retain those good people. So you need to think about, if you've lost somebody good, one of the things we always suggest to our clients is to do exit interviews and talk to people that are really good and that are leaving to find out why are they leaving.
And don't underestimate how many of your customers are coming back to your business because of one or more of your people.
Absolutely true.
You and I have stopped doing business with a company because one of their employees left that we were devoted to.
I mean, when I was running a company a few years back, we used to have customer cards at every checkout. And I remember we had a gal in a store in Des Moines, Iowa, that worked there, and I received 200 cards in 1 year just complimenting her and her service, which was unbelievable.
You don't want to lose a person. You don't want to lose a person like that.
Nope. And then number three is if you've got these great people, if you've got these really terrific people that are tuned into your business, are you taking the time to sit down with them a few times a year and ask them how to improve your business? Ask those people to tell you what are the things you need to do, because they're connecting with the customer.
Well,
they understand the customer, and they can tell you almost better than anybody how to make the business better.
Well, they're telling you where the customers are moving the goalposts to. They're the ones who know that, aren't they?
Better than anybody.
That's right. If you want to find out where your customers are going, folks, if you want to find out the trajectory that your customers are moving on, you need to ask your employees and first, and then customers too. Hey, Bob, give us that website one more time, please.
GordmanGroup.com.
GordmanGroup.com. The new book is called Secrets of the Super Sweet Spot. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining us today. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be with you.
You too, buddy. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.